JC Stewart, I need you to hate me. Und JC Stewart, endlich wieder ein Gast hier bei uns, hat auch ein Aufzugsgig gespielt. Auch diesen Song natürlich live unplugged, nur mit Gitarre. Richtig cool geworden. Schaut's euch gerne an. Auf radiogong.com findet ihr das Video. Und in Teil 2 des Interviews mit JC Stewart geht es ja darum, wie man Erlebnisse verarbeitet in diesen Herzschmerz-Songs, wie er überhaupt angefangen hat, Musik zu machen. Mit 15 die ersten Songs geschrieben, dass seine Mutter ihn dazu gezwungen hat, quasi Unterricht zu nehmen und er es gehasst hat. Und worüber er dann auch mit 15 erstmal geschrieben hat, ja, welche Themen da überhaupt auf den Tisch kommen für Songs und was er dann auch gespielt hat als Instrument an Anfang ungefähr. Und es ist schon so, dass solche Songs wie I Need You to Hate Me wirklich helfen, hier solche schwierige Erlebnisse wie Trennungen da direkt therapeutisch quasi zu verarbeiten.
Massively, yeah. I'm like, everyone says, you know, writing songs is therapy and it's really cheesy, but it is. It is like therapy because it's like the stuff that you don't talk about to yourself in your own head, you have to write in the song or else it's going to be rubbish. So you have to think about it and talk about it and look at it. And yeah, it's really good.
When did you start being a musician?
I started singing when I was a kid. My mom forced me into it. I hated it. Absolutely hated every second of it. She made me do piano lessons. Hated them. Drum lessons. Hated them. And then I was like 15 and I discovered songwriting. And then I loved everything. I taught myself piano and drums and guitar and was singing every day and wrote songs every day. And it literally just flicked when I was about 15 one day. And I've been kind of doing it ever since. I've taken the slow route for sure. But it's been fun.
So now it's always, thank you, mother.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she really rubs that one in. So she's like, you owe me about half of all your money. I'm like, nope, won't be doing that.
All right. Well, it's tough as a kid. I mean, everybody's doing something else. They're playing football outside. They're doing this, and you're sitting at home going ding, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah,
Or drum practicing is even
slow. The neighbors
boring.
Do not like it.
I believe
the neighbors don't like it. No, I wanted to be a rugby player, which is a big sport we have in Ireland, and I played every day, and I loved it. Problem was I was really bad at it. So I really, really wanted to do that, but it wasn't working out. So thankfully, music came along.
So it didn't ruin your hands at least or anything it could have been with
rugby. I tried
rugby.
My best. Yeah.
I mean, you see there's rugby players with fingers going in all different directions, so that would have sort of ruined your piano.
Yeah, I remember the last game I ever played, I broke my hand in two places and I was like, nah, I'm done. I gotta play piano. This is crazy.
Before I can't play anymore.
Yeah, literally.
And when you're 15, the songs you write then, when you look back, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
All right, so you look back, 15, being a teenager, were the topics completely different?
Yeah, I think they were. I was just trying to figure out. I had nothing to write about at 15, you know. I was like, I hate school, but that's not a really good song. So all I had was like, I remember the first song I ever wrote was about the Troubles in Northern Ireland. And then I was like, this is too heavy. You know, let's back down from that. Let's not write about civil wars straight off the bat. So I did that. And then I was writing, I can't even remember what I was writing. Loads of songs. I used to play cajon, you know, that box you sit on and play. I used to play that and sing at the same time. Wasn't a selling point as much as I thought it would be, to be honest. And then, yeah, I was just writing about anything. It took me a long time to figure out how to write a good lyric. Still haven't figured it out.
Have you thought about being a musical comedian? Because this is funny stuff.
My friends would say absolutely not. They, and my girlfriend would also veto that very quickly.
Because it's, you know, the struggles of a musician. So I've got this instrument that nobody wants to hear, but it's the only thing I can play.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was before I could play guitar properly, so had to do something else, and hitting a wooden box seemed like the sensible option at the time.
Well, maybe it's from your rugby past, so.
Yeah, just beat
had
up
to hit
my hands.
Something.
Yeah. There'd be like calluses all over my hands, being like, it's okay, Mom, I'm a rock star.
Also seine Mutter hat viel Einfluss gehabt. Sie hat ihn da gezwungen, quasi Unterricht zu nehmen, und er hat es gehasst. Klavier gehasst, Gitarre gehasst, Schlagzeug gehasst, alles hat er gehasst. Aber er hat's getan, er wollte eigentlich Rugby-Spieler werden und er hat's geliebt, hat jeden Tag gespielt. Das Problem ist, er war katastrophal schlecht. Und im letzten Spiel hat er sich auch die Hand gebrochen, hat gesagt, nee, ich gehe zurück zur Gitarre, alles gut. Und mit 15 hat er dann angefangen, Songs zu schreiben. Dann hat er gemerkt, hoppala, das mit der Musik ist ja gar nicht so schlecht. Nur, welche Songs schreibt man mit 15? Ich hasse Schule, nicht so ein lustiger Song. Und den ersten Song, den er geschrieben hat, das war über den Bürgerkrieg in Nordirland. Und dann hat er gesagt, na, das ist ein bisschen zu hart für mich. Ich bin jetzt, mittlerweile ist er 23, ist also auch 8 Jahre her. Und er hat damals Cajon gespielt, also diese Schachtel, auf der man sitzt und dann trommelt und dazu gesungen. Er hat gesagt, war auch nicht der Bringer. Kam nicht so megamäßig an. Aber letztendlich hat's ja dann geklappt und er ist dann definitiv Musiker geworden. Und sehr schön. Und seine Mutter sagt auch immer, ich will die Hälfte deines Geldes, weil ich dich gezwungen habe, überhaupt das zu machen. Musik. Und Komiker, weil es echt sehr lustig ist, was er alles erzählt. Musikkomiker hat er gesagt, seine Freunde würden sagen, nein, auf keinen Fall, du bist nicht lustig. JC Stewart im Interview hier auf Radio Gong. Noch ein Segment gibt es gleich hier auf Radio Gong. Jetzt erstmal Wise und Tom Gregory mit Never Let Me Down.